And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Polls have closed in Ecuador's presidential and legislative election Sunday after a campaign darkened by bloodshed amid bitter hopes that the winner will bring the country out of a spiral of violence and economic troubles. We hear first from Reuters' Trevor Carroll.
Security has taken center stage since the August 9th murder of Villavicencio, a former investigative journalist and lawmaker who was gunned down while leaving a campaign event. Other candidates reported attacks against them during the campaign, though in some cases, police have said the violence was not directed at the hopefuls themselves. Authorities have said 100,000 police and military personnel will be on hand to guard polling places.
That's Trevor Carroll of Reuters News. Luisa Gonzalez is leading with about 40% of the votes tallied. U.S. President Joe Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden are scheduled to visit Maui on Monday to assess the impact of wildfires that have reduced parts of the Hawaiian archipelago to smoldering ash. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more on the devastation.
Members of the U.S. Army and National Guard joined search and rescue teams, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, says relief efforts have so far been a success. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are scheduled to visit Lahaina Monday. For area residents struggling to get basic needs met, Biden brings a sense of hope that relief will quickly go where it's most needed. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Tropical storm Hilary made its historic arrival in California Sunday, with forecasters warning of possibly catastrophic flooding after the storm pummeled Mexico's Baja California Peninsula with heavy rains. At least one person is reported dead in Mexico. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website. This is VOA News. Droves of pro-coup demonstrators flooded Niger's capital on Sunday, calling on foreign powers to engage in diplomacy as their military rulers, with the morning after the junta leader, Abdurrahman Chani, called for a three-year timeline to reinstate constitutional rule. This protester, speaking to Reuters News, says that dialogue was the first thing they should have done, and ECOWAS should have engaged with the people of Niger, with the authorities, and they could have sorted things out, but they can't impose things on them. A delegation from West Africa's ECOWAS bloc on Saturday met with Niger's ousted president, Mohamed Bazoum, and also held talks with Chiani. The coup leader also signaled an acceptance to admission and possibly a new willingness to negotiate after the bloc on Friday doubled down on its threat to use force as a measure of last resort to restore democracy. It said that an undisclosed D-Day had been agreed upon for possible military intervention. The Netherlands and Denmark announced on Sunday that they will give F-16s to Ukraine. More from the AP's Mimi Montgomery.
At a news conference in Denmark, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says training of Ukrainian pilots of F-16 fighter jets is already underway. His remarks come as he visits the Netherlands and Denmark to finalize warplane delivery deals. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen says she hopes the first Danish planes will arrive around the new year. The deals, which should bolster Ukraine's air force in its battle against Russia, are happening after a long-awaited approval by the U.S., allowing the two countries to give Ukraine the American-made jets. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Local officials in central Mali say gunmen killed at least 23 people and wounded dozens of others in an attack on a village Friday. Friday's attack comes on the same day that a rocket struck the western city of Timbuktu, where for the past 2 weeks, armed groups linked with Al-Qaeda have imposed a blockade to protest the arrival of Malian and foreign troops in the area. Russia's Roscosmos Space Agency says the Luna 25 spacecraft has crashed into the moon after it spun into an uncontrolled orbit, bringing a premature end to the country's first lunar mission since 1976. The pilotless spacecraft was aiming to be the first ever to land on the south pole of the moon, an area in which scientists believe there could be an important reserve of frozen water and precious elements. It's expected to land on Monday. However, the Luna 25 was in a race with an Indian spacecraft also to reach the south pole. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.